RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An Inspector General report showing the FBI has not done enough to address failures stemming from the Dr. Larry Nassar sex abuse case involving dozens of minor athletes, some of them Olympic gymnasts. In a video posted on YouTube, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz says the probe uncovered substantial issues in the wake of that case.
In 47% of incidents we reviewed, we found no evidence that FBI employees complied with mandatory reporting requirements to state, local, tribal, and territorial law enforcement agencies. And in 50% of the incidents, no evidence of reporting to social service agencies.
As Ukraine defends itself against Russian attacks, two U.S. officials now confirming to ABC News an American-made F-16 Ukrainian fighter jet crashed this week in Ukraine. A hearing today in Idaho for college murder suspect Brian Koberger. His attorneys pushing to have the trial move to another area, claiming they can't get a fair trial. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 activity is running high in parts of Wisconsin. That's based on wastewater data, hospital admissions, and lab testing. State epidemiologist Tom Haupt says late summer COVID spikes are now the norm.
That could be due to the fact that people's immunity is starting to wane from last fall's vaccinations or have been infected before.
The new booster shot is rolling out, and Haupt says it should be effective against the current strains going around. Governor Evers' changes to school spending in the state budget will stand. Dane County Judge Steve Adelke ruled this week the changes Evers made are allowed under state law. Evers used his partial veto to transform spending on school literacy into a general spending increase for the Department of Public Instruction. He also cut grants for school vouchers and private schools. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede. Sheriff Clay Porter reports that on Saturday evening at approximately 10:30, a deputy of the Richland County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop of a vehicle due to an equipment violation. After the suspect's vehicle came to a stop, the driver exited quickly and began walking around his vehicle. After the deputy gave commands, he returned to the driver's seat of his vehicle. An officer of the Richland Center Police Department arrived on the scene and deployed K-9 Teddy. K-9 Teddy alerted to an area near the suspect vehicle and located three baggies containing a white powdery substance that the driver had thrown from the vehicle after exiting. That powdery substance later tested positive for cocaine. The driver, Carlos Suarez Humansor, was placed under arrest and faces felony and misdemeanor charges. Area residents were generous and gave the gift of life Tuesday at the Muscogee Community Blood Drive. 76 units of blood were collected, including 10 double red cell donations.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with
Registration
sports.
Volunteers
the Brewers used a 5-run fifth inning
Ardall,
to win 5-3 over the San Francisco Giants Tobias Wednesday night.
Frazier,
Pat Murphy
Malachi
said that they got
Frazier,
some timely hitting
Kate
in the
Frazier.
Middle of the game.
Like St. John's CCW served refreshments and provided homemade baked goods. The next Muscogee Community Blood Drive is Tuesday, November 12th. From 11:30 to 5:30.
Put an exclamation
Chitwood
point on it.
William Contreras hitting a two-run home run has raised enough money for 5,000 pounds of milk, which will make 500 pounds of cheese. 25,000 pounds of milk is the goal.
The Green Bay Packers cut their roster down to 53 this week, including making some big decisions at kicker and running back. The Packers open the season a week from tomorrow against the Eagles in Brazil. And the Wisconsin Badgers kick
all schools in the Richland Center School District will be open for an open house
for Civic
and back
Media
to school
sports,
night. Here's Carrie Stoltz.
Your news, conversations,
so
and a whole lot of
six,
fun.
All the buildings
it's all
will
on
be open. The younger students are welcome to bring their
app.
School supplies to their room. All
mostly
the teachers will be in there so they can
today.
Meet
high
their teacher, walk around the building. New
We've
students,
got a line
especially if you're headed to a different school or new to the district, it's a great opportunity to get in the building, get familiar, and maybe just a pinch of that back to school. Summer's really over here here we go, sort of thing for the kids and the teachers to meet the staff and see the buildings and just get an opportunity to be there.
Our human Richland issues.
County Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. And Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives. Nonprofit organizations, businesses, schools,
everyone
and
on the road
government
is trying to make it to their destination safely.
And serving Richland
you can
County
help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you.
Funding
they
can
take
be
longer
requested
to stop,
by completing
have large
an application and
make
submitting
wide turns
to the attention
caution
of the
from other drivers.
Of Richland County
it takes
Health
all
and
of us working together to share the road safely.
On October
learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid for by FMCSA. On November 7th at 9:30. Please note, all applicants are required to be
missing
present.
Out?
Final
We're
review
always
and
streaming
approval
on
by the Richland
the
County
Civic
Board
Media
of Supervisors
app. Enjoy
will occur on
live
December 10th.
Catch up by finding
and
the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever
News.
You
I'm
enjoy
Tim
listening
Thede.
To your podcasts.
Crude and Dom.
Donald Trump will be in La Crosse on Thursday evening for a town hall, and Crute will be on site in anticipation of the festive gala. Be here for the greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Thursday, the 29th of August, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Joined by our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Mr. Zommers, a busy day. A little less sultry, a little less humid out. The clouds have come in here in Madison, Wisconsin. And as we just heard on Matt and Aaron Air with Greg Bach doing a fantastic job, by the way, filling in while Jane is away on a well-deserved vacation. Brittany Merlot was in for a little weather and wine. And I always enjoy this, that segment, by the way. I wish they'd drink more wine while they were doing the weather. But anyway, it was a great segment. And Brittany's saying, in all seriousness, could be some severe weather across parts of Wisconsin, starting up around Amory, Eau Claire earlier, and then kind of sliding southeast across the state of Wisconsin. So if you are on the roads already for Labor Day, God help you. No, I'm just kidding. Take it easy. Take it easy out there. And also, by the way, speaking of driving, and again, it's great. Don't get me wrong. The infrastructure bill with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris providing all this money, all this great infrastructure, I love it. But I say this a little tongue-in-cheek. I love Madison in many ways. There is a football game tomorrow night for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. If you don't have to be in Madison tomorrow night or tomorrow during the day, just don't. Because, I mean, the construction around here anyway is just ridiculous. And then add on football game night traffic on top of it.
And all the students are back.
Yeah, all the students are moving in as well and back. If you are coming to the game, and I'm of course, a big Badger fan, but I'm not making this up. I'm not being goofy. I'm being serious. If you're coming to the game tomorrow in Madison, I would honestly plan for 2 extra hours of what you think it will take you or what it would normally take you. I mean, because some of the streets are down to one lane where it might normally be 2 or 3. It's down to one lane. So pack your patience. Do not get into fisticuffs on the roads like I've seen lately, in all seriousness. Medicate yourself if that's something you need to do, and just take your time.
Yeah,
or stay home and listen to it on the Civic Media app with Matt LaPay and Towser, and on the Brewers, pardon me, on the Badger Radio Network. That's even better. So there you go.
Yeah, my
that's
friends my, and I
that's
that
our
are
public
going.
Service.
We're going to be taking the bus.
Well, see that public transportation, that works too.
still going to take a while. Like, we're still going to try and get there really early and probably end up getting there close to on time. But it driving, not worth it.
No. No, it's not at all, as they say. Yes, Labor Day weekend. Who would have thought that Labor Day weekend already had snuck up upon us? Lots going on there, as I touched on briefly. Tomorrow, we've got Badger football on the radio. Western Michigan coming here to Madison. Broadcast starts at 6 p.m. I believe kickoff is around 8 o'clock. But broadcast starts at 6 p.m. with the pregame show. Mike Keller, Matt LePay, and Mark Tauscher, and the entire crew. You can hear it over the air on broadcast radio up in Amory at WLAK, in Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR, in Racine, Kenosha on WRJN, and of course the old hometown back in beautiful southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center on WRCE. And if you're not in one of those areas, unlike Brewers and Badgers and Bucks, we're allowed to stream the Badger Radio Network. So if you're not in one of those areas and you can't hear it over your broadcast radio, you can certainly tune in on the Civic Media app. It works wherever you have Wi-Fi, or as they say in Spanish, Wi-Fi. Wherever you have a Wi-Fi or you know, phone service, download the Civic Media app today. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal, and you can simply go to one of those stations I mentioned and hear the broadcast over at your Civic Media app. So that's coming up this weekend, so lots going on, as we've been saying. And, of course, the Brewers in town as well this weekend for starting on Labor Day. St. Louis Cardinals come to town, and we have some tickets for you. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we are going to give away two sets. Four total, two sets of two. We're going to split them up today. Two sets of two tickets we're going to give away today, and we'll give away another set tomorrow. And this is going to be for the Brewers game on Tuesday, next Tuesday, against the St. Louis Cardinals, the evil, the terrible St. Louis Cardinals. And here, if you want to brush up before we do this a little bit later in the show, make sure you know your facts about the new movie coming out on September 13th called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 World Series Brewers. Going to be a great film. We've had the producer and directors, Kelly Call and Sean Harnish, on the program. Great guys. And they're going to be here. Well, hopefully we'll talk to them again before the actual premiere of the film. And we plan on being down in Waukesha for the VIP night, which is Wednesday, September 11th. If you would like to join us, stand by for some very exciting news tomorrow. Because remember earlier this week, I gave you the kit and I promised you a caboodle. We'll have the caboodle for you on how you can be at the VIP premiere in Waukesha, Wisconsin at the Marcus Theater. Joining us on location on Wednesday, September 11th. Tickets are not cheap, but there's going to be an all-star cast. The filmmakers, of course, Bob Uecker, expected to be in attendance, Paul Molitor, Robin Yount, Pete Vukovic, Raleigh Fingers, and many more. You can join us. A very special contest coming up next week. We're going to announce all the particulars tomorrow, right here on the Todd Allball Show. But stay tuned. We've got actual just Brewer tickets for you for the game on Tuesday a little bit later in the show. I want to start off with this. How many of you out there have ever received a call for a poll, a political poll? They'll say, well, we don't want a few minutes of your time. And then they'll ask you, you know, what might be your age, or give you a range. Might ask you, are you male, female? How do you identify? What's your household income? Do you normally tend to vote Republican, Democrat, Independent, or other? Then they'll ask you, I'll read you a list of names. Tell me whether you've heard of that person. Then whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of that person. That's to test things like, it's called name ID in politics. I did politics for 30 years. Ran a lot of campaigns, won a lot, lost a few, including my own, by the way. I was much better running other people's campaigns than I was my own campaign for state assembly. But these polls, they're not cheap, by the way, polls. several thousands of dollars and sometimes tens of thousands of dollars. Because especially if you do what's called an open-ended question, which I got last night. Because then the person doing it has to type verbatim what you tell them. That costs the candidate or whoever's doing the poll more. So what I described is a normal poll. Professor Charles Franklin, Marquette Law School poll, does these kind of polls. Then there's something called a push poll. Ever heard of it before? A push poll. Now, in a push poll, what they do, and these are normally done for two reasons. One, a challenger trying to take down an incumbent. Trying to find out, you know, what is it that's going to resonate with people because I'm just so far behind, I have to find some way to take this person down. And the other time you do it is when you're losing a race. And sometimes it's both. You're like, well, this thing is cooked. We're done. So what have we got to lose? And I've been on the receiving end. In other words, I picked up my phone and last night was no exception. It gave a number with a 608 area code, which of course doesn't mean much anymore. And it flashed on my phone and said, potential spam. Potential spam, but I answered it anyway. And I could recognize in about 20 seconds it was a poll. I thought, well, this is great. Because I like taking polls. And I also especially want to report to you all what I know. What's going on out there? So I participated in it. And for the first, I don't know, this thing lasted, by the way, I it's on my phone, 34 minutes.
Holy cow.
A 34-minute poll. 34 minutes of my life I'll never get back. But I did it for all of you. So I can report back to you what I know. Here's what I know. For the first, I don't know, 15 minutes of this thing or so, maybe 20, it was a pretty common, pretty in-depth poll, I would say. And I knew right away it had to be somebody on the Republican MAGA side because it got into things like saying it started asking questions about Eric Hovde and then Tammy Baldwin. And the person who, you know, God love him, but it was clear that English is probably their second language. And they were pronouncing it Tommy Baldwin, like it's Tammy. And then they started pronouncing Kamala Harris's name. And they pronounce it Chamala, a C-H. I'm like, well, this is not a Democratic-sponsored poll, number one. And then it started asking me, when I say the name Eric Hovde, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Please speak slowly because I will write it exactly as you say it. And so I said, the first thing that comes to my mind when I hear the name Eric Hovde is he was stupid enough to jump in a lake in the winter. And the guy pauses and he goes, okay, I'm going to read this back to you. You said that the first thing that came into your mind was, quote, he was stupid enough to jump in the lake in the winter. And I said, yes, that's very good. That's correct. I'm not sure if anybody ever said that, but. And then it got into, he said, okay, we're almost done here, which of course means they're not really done. I'm going to read you some statements, and at the end, I will ask you, does this make you more or less likely to vote for that person? I said, okay. And of course, they were all about incumbent Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. These were not asked in a question form. They were statements. I was in politics for 30 years. I have never heard a nastier push poll than I did last night. I'll tell you what they asked me, and we'll break it down. Take your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842 is the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. A holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing.
Ring, ring, ring. Welcome ring, back ring, to the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 20 past the hour of 12 noon, 29th of August, 2024, on a Thursday. I'll tell you what, it was not a pleasant call. It was not a pleasant banana phone call last night, but it was informative. By the way, thank you for bringing that song up. He knows it puts a smile on my face every time you bring that song up. So I got what's called in the business, politics, what they call it, a push-pull. It means that they do the regular stuff. What party you vote for? Who do you know? Where are you? You know, this sort of thing. But then about 20 minutes into this 34-minute phone call last night, I got on my cell phone. They started asking me these questions, not so much questions as a statement, and then said, we'll ask you after I read this to you, I'm going to ask you whether or not it makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, not likely at all, very unlikely to vote for this person. I said, okay. I knew exactly where we were going at this point. And again, I asked to repeat a couple of these, and so I couldn't write it down verbatim every single question, but I wrote down in my, you know, journalistic hen scratching to give it the idea of this. And here's what came out of this. Question number one said Tammy Baldwin as a statement. Tammy Baldwin voted to support illegals and gave them $1 billion in stimulus checks.
What?
While declining to give 98% of farmers the funds they needed during COVID. Just read it like that. And of course, this is completely untrue. It is a lie. And I said, who's paying for this poll? And the guy started pushing back. And he said, well, I Mr. Alba, I can't. I said, you do have to tell me. Under Wisconsin law, it is illegal for you not to tell me who is paying for this poll. Well, if you wait till the end, I'll try to find out. I said, no, I'm not waiting till the end because you'll hang up on me. No, I promise I won't hang up on you. And this went on for probably a good 90 seconds to 2 minutes. And finally, I just said, if you don't tell me, you and the people who are paying you are participating in illegal activity. But I said, go on. So, by the way, when he asked me that question, which was a fake lie question, I said it would make me much more likely to vote for Tammy Baldwin. Just to throw their numbers off. Then it went on things like that Tammy Baldwin helped create the worst immigration crisis in American history and gave illegals tax dollars. I said, that's horse crap. I might not have said crap on the phone call last night. He said, I didn't write, I can only read you the statement to get your response. I've never heard, when I was in politics, any campaign that I ever ran, we never did push polls. Never did them. Because it's the dirtiest of politics. Now, if you take someone's actual voting record, I guess, I can't recall that I even did this. But if you say that, you know, so-and-so voted on this bill at this time, that's a sort of push-poll. But at least it's factual. But I can't recall ever doing anything like that in a campaign that I ever ran, even that part of it. But to create lies and use derogatory language to divide people. And what they're doing is to see, well, if you tell this lie, does that make people less likely to vote for Tammy Baldwin? Then they take this information, and that's where these terrible ads that we see on TV and hear in the radio and pop up on our devices, this is where they come from. Because they find out what really burns people, what's really going to make us angry. And then they create an ad about a lie that they know will work. That's how it happens. It's disgusting. And by the way, Donald Trump is in Wisconsin today, or will be, in La Crosse holding a town hall meeting. We're going to cover it for you. For those watching on the stream, that's where we have the different set today. I'll be back along with some of my colleagues at 6 o'clock to cover the Trump rally in La Crosse, and then also the Harris Walls joint interview on CNN. We're going to carry that for you as well later on tonight. We're going to get into that a little bit later in the show. But the point is that Donald Trump is in La Crosse today. And you know who won't be there? OC Eric Covey, Orange County Eric Covey. Because you want to know where Eric Covey is going to be? In Orange County, California. How do I know that? Because they have a fundraiser for the National U.S. Senatorial Republican Committee in Orange County, of which Eric Covey is billed as one of the main people. Also there, Rusky Ron Johnson, our senator who spent, of course, the 4th of July in Moscow. That's your Republican Party. That's the MAGA party of today, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for calling. What's up?
Yeah, I've occasionally gotten push polls. I mean, I can remember getting one from the NRA at one point in time, and they probably didn't like that, my answers at all. And I think, you know, I can imagine the kind of language that I would use getting one of those, and that's why I'm kind of avoiding answering my phone, because I don't see an identified number of who's calling me, that which kind of annoys me, and that I probably would have used a lot of four-letter words. And and it's interesting to me that this person doesn't, he says, obviously, as you're saying, it didn't sound like English was their first language. And are they outsourcing this to some other country that...
I asked where the person... I asked, and the individual said that they lived in, it was like Galveston, Texas. So it claimed that they were in Texas. The number showed up on my phone as a 608 area code. But, of course, with technology today, that's what they do to get you to pick up the phone.
It's just ridiculous that, you know, and who knows, if this person was undocumented, it would be pretty ironic if that's...
I have no idea whether it was or not. The only reason I brought up the fact that it was clear that English was not their first language is I don't know whether the individual was purposely mispronouncing names in the polls or whether they just didn't know the names. But again, that's on the polling firm. I've worked with polling firms. You're supposed to make sure that, I mean, I've literally been there when polls are being done and gone around and said, can you please, this is the way you pronounce this person's name. Because you want it to be legitimate, you know, Mark? All right, very good. Thank you, Mark. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Matt in Middleton, we'll take you quickly. You got about 40 seconds. Do you want to hold through the break or you want to say something quick?
I talked to two people a little while ago that were voting Trump solely on immigration, and they echoed something that you mentioned earlier, that they had heard that illegal immigrants were being put up in with housing, were giving, being given tax dollars to furnish those apartments, like just being given thousands of dollars by the government.
That's really useful information, Matt. We'll talk about that, tell you why that is a lie. On the other side, your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842. Stay tuned for Ag Update Now. Back after this is the All Ball Show.
News from the Center, WRCE.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. Grain prices are showing some strength today, but overall, grain prices are just not favorable for Wisconsin growers. One of the reasons grain prices are in a slump is because of the large projected yields. The latest Pro Farmer Crop Tour report indicates just that. Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend outlines the trends he's picked up from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour numbers and how future reports might shake things up.
Corn, still going to be a very big crop, but because of the wetness and some of the late planting windows and some of the water issues out there, probably more variability than the market maybe is anticipating. We'll see if the USDA makes some yield adjustments on their September report when they get out in the fields here and do their samples. Now, they'll pull tons more samples than Pro Farmer did and more regions than Pro Farmer covers. So that's still the wild card of what they see out there. Soybeans, like I just said, they had a monster number. Big pod counts in terms of potential. Now we got to get that crop across the finish line.
John Heinberg is a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing. Stick around. We'll be taking a look at what midday commodity prices are doing in 60 seconds.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Are crumbling roads making your job difficult? The Agricultural Road Improvement Program is a resource that can help. Applications are now open and will close on September 30th. Help your local town or county apply for this valuable investment in local roadways by filling out the Farmer Support Form, now available at WFBF.com. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward.
The midday trade from Chicago is showing that corn and soybeans are seeing strength, but Class 3 milk prices are mixed. Cash corn is trading up 2.5 cents at 367¾. December new crop corn is up 2¾ cents at 393½. Cash soybeans are up 10¾ cents at 969¼. November new crop soybeans are trading up 10 cents at 987 a bushel. Cash and new crop wheat is down a penny at 513¼. Looking at Class 3 milk prices, the September contract is trading down 6 cents at 22.11 a hundredweight, but the October contract is up 12 cents at 22.56 a hundredweight. That's a look at your midday markets on a Thursday. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and warm today, with high temperatures still smacking the mid-80s. We've got a line of heavy rain and thunderstorms headed our way late tonight. This could also be packing some gusty winds and small hail. But after this passes, a beautiful Labor Day weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll talk about Jack Smith's new superseding indictment against Donald Trump, and Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area joins us. He's now with Civic.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Thursday, the 29th of August, 2024. Glad to have you along here at 34 Minutes.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.